This is Pastor Jim Kibler. Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the Spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your 10-free-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The state of Illinois has more than 5,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, as of the time of recording, leading Governor J.B. Pritzker to extend stay-at-home orders through April 30th. But 2 days before the order was initially made, a Pentecostal church gathered for a revival meeting, and now at least 10 people have tested positive for coronavirus. Find out more after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
On March 15th, 2 days before a statewide stay-at-home order was issued in Illinois, roughly 80 people gathered at the Life Church in Glenview, Illinois, for a revival service. Pastor Anthony Locascio told the Daily Herald that he had considered canceling the meeting over coronavirus concerns, but decided not to, since the number of reported cases in the state were so low at that time. In addition, they were hosting an out-of-town guest speaker and had been promoting the event. Now, 43 people, more than half of the attendees, have fallen ill, and 10 have tested positive for COVID-19. Locascio says he woke up the morning after the service feeling like he had the flu. He had leg cramps and a fever of 102, and a week later, began coughing. Another church leader, who is already battling cancer, has been admitted to the hospital with pneumonia, a blood infection, and COVID-19. Lena Locascio wrote on Facebook, "It's been 11 days straight of fever and sickness. Anthony still has fever and now a cough, but he's able to walk and talk and eat at least. It had gotten so bad he asked me to check on his life insurance, poor thing." Without the prayers of precious people all over the nation praying, we might would have had a different scenario. The church released an official statement in which it said that many of those who are sick are on the road to recovery. The statement adds, "We keep in prayer those who are still fighting the virus. We are grateful for the outpouring of support from church leaders and trust God for continued healing. Please pray for healing for the members of the Life Church, and please exercise wisdom and discernment by following social distancing protocols." If you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.